From KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play, this is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. It is 12:06. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom. Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace announced the opening of many additional businesses, which is in line with the governor's recovery roadmap. Those include fitness centers, movie theaters, tattoo parlors, casinos, short-term rentals and campgrounds, among other related businesses. Dr. Mace cautions that while many of these businesses operate indoors, it is important to continue to use procedures to combat coronavirus.
All these businesses will be open with detailed mitigation measures prescribed by the state of California and include the usual precautions, reducing the number of people allowed in the building at one time, continuing the use of facial coverings while indoors and outdoors when not able to maintain 6 feet of physical distance, and using good hygiene practices and procedures, especially in high-touch areas.
The county added an additional 13 new positive cases of COVID-19 yesterday and performed 862 new tests, marking three straight days of double-digit increases in positive cases. Supervisor Linda Hopkins says that Spears Market in Forestville reported that one of their employees has tested positive for coronavirus. In a letter from the market, Spears says that any employees who came in contact with the employee have been directed to self-quarantine. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that there is a growing coronavirus outbreak at San Quentin State Prison. More than 120 cases have been reported, with a five-fold increase in the last 11 days. You can stay up to date on our website at ksro.com. Also download the new KSRO app. I'm Michelle Marquis here on KSRO.